space and affordability. Those were some of the key concerns brought by artists and musicians at a community meeting hosted last night by Austin's Arts Commission. City leaders heard from artists like Jenny Larson. She's with the nonprofit Salvage Vanguard Theater, which hosts dozens of concerts, films, and stage productions each year.
Well, we lose our lease on June 30th, 2016. Our landlord offered us an extension at four times what we are paying. We refuse to pay it because we will not charge our artists more to use the space. We will not charge our patrons more to see the work because we are inclusive and we are accessible and we are proud of that.
Larson says performers need help from the city on how to navigate an increasingly pricey real estate market. She wants protections included in the city council's Music and Creative Ecosystem Omnibus Resolution. That's the official title for the mayor's series of proposals aimed at boosting the city's music industry. The resolution cites a report paid for by the advocacy group Austin Music People, which says the city lost 1,200 music industry jobs between 2010 and 2014. Singer Colin McDonald thinks that exodus is taking a toll on the quality of Austin music, and he thinks desegregating the city's remaining venues could help.
You have Red River, you have, you know, Sixth Street, you have all these things, but if you play metal, you play here. If you play country, you play here. If you play rock and roll, you play here, and you never meet. Desegregation, it's important that different genres interact with each other, because without that, we have no creative force that can drive us further.
Others, like artist Alyssa Taylor Went, think the omnibus needs to include some emergency measures, like legal assistance for the creative community. Went says she's been forced out of several studios due to skyrocketing rents.
I sought legal advice for what was happening with my studios. Since they are commercial spaces, the Austin Tenants Council only gives advice for residential spaces. I had no options at all. So there could be all sorts of ways to protect artists.
City Manager Mark Ott is tasked with developing a plan for implementation. He's expected to return to council with recommendations for policy changes, financial partnerships, and research needed to support the city's music ecosystem. Saida Hassan, KUT News.